Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34.
Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you by being anxious can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
Now today's devotional reflection. Do you find yourself worrying? In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus puts a prohibition on worrying. Jesus reminds us not to worry. Worrying is a sin. We lose valuable time in worry, and Jesus knows this. Think about all the time wasted worrying about things that never happened. Imagine if we had spent that time seeking God's kingdom. How might life be different? For starters, your faith in God and His provision would be much more profound. What does it mean to seek God's kingdom? Paul states that the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. I believe one seeks the kingdom through prayer, reading scripture, and enjoying fellowship with God. One also seeks the kingdom by donating time, talents, and resources to those in need or those less fortunate. Subsequently, one cannot help but live righteously when seeking the kingdom. Why? Because when one is purposing to seek God, living in right relationship with God becomes second nature. The more time you spend with God, the less time you will have to worry. Moreover, the closer you are to God, the less there is about which to worry. Living closely to God helps you understand that if God is for you, who dares be against you? We will conclude this thought next time. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.